Saturday, March 2nd was Texas Independence Day. That Declaration of Independence from Mexico was made by the Convention of 1836, which met at Washington on the Brazos as Mexican dictator Santa Anna massed troops in Texas intent on slaughtering all who opposed him and his shredding of the Mexican Constitution of 1824 under which this land was settled. Ralph Steen, writing for the Texas State Historical Association, tells us, "The separation from Mexico was justified by a brief philosophical argument and by a list of grievances submitted to an impartial world. The declaration charged that the government of Mexico had ceased to protect the lives, liberty, and property of the people, that it had been changed from a restricted federal republic to a consolidated central military despotism, that the people of Texas had remonstrated against the misdeeds of the government only to have their agents thrown into dungeons and armies sent forth to enforce the decrees of the new government at the point of the bayonet." After the signing of the original declaration by 59 delegates, 5 copies of the document were dispatched to the designated towns of Bear, Goliad, Nacogdoches, Brazoria, and San Felipe. Note the clear core function of government in the declaration, protecting lives, ensuring liberty, and protecting private property rights. Would you be willing, as they were, to sign your death warrant for an idea, a slim possibility of gaining liberty? Those men did. May God bless and keep their souls, for they gave us freedom. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.